Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, April 27th, which happens to be the wedding anniversary of Brother Steve and Sister Tammy Pleasant. And so we want to wish Brother and Sister Pleasant a happy wedding anniversary today and hope they are blessed of the Lord throughout this day and enjoying the goodness of God. Amen. Hope you are as well. Beautiful day here in Madisonville, and we're grateful for his blessings, and I hope you're having a good day where you are. Thank the Lord for a good weekend that he gave us as well, and the opportunity to be able to gather back in here on this Monday and begin trying to spread the gospel over the radio. Amen. So I hope that you'll pray for our program and pray for our church and pray that God would bless during these days of unusualness. Amen. Just an unusual situation that we're in. Pray for those folks that are sick and those folks that have had loved ones that passed and having difficulties because of this virus and thing. I did ask you to pray for my wife's cousin's son, Nathan White. He's in his 20s, just underwent his 50th surgery on his colon. They took his colon out this time. He's had numerous hernia and colon surgeries, and it's plagued him with these problems throughout his life. Pray that God would touch him and help him through these days. And then his name's Nathan White. And then for my wife's uncle, her youngest uncle on her dad's side, his name's Steve Johnson. He's having his voice box taken out today and haven't heard how that's gone, but pray for him as well as they found tumors on his voice box. And pray for others that are sick and afflicted. Pray for my father-in-law. He's not sick, but they found a melanoma cancer on his neck and had scheduled surgery here at the end of this month on Thursday, but they've postponed that again. They've postponed it numerous times now, doing that again till the end or sometime next month. So pray that God would intervene and help with that. All right. Well, I've got two good songs queued up and then a message that I hope will be encouraging to you. I'm preaching about our Lord Jesus. If there's anything encouraging in this world, it's Jesus. Amen. And so we're going to preach a message entitled, He is Precious.
1 Peter chapter number 2, where our text will be tonight. 1 Peter chapter number 2. I read this last Sunday night as we had our Thanksgiving time together and gave thanks. And I came prepared to say some words on it and didn't. And so I felt like the Lord would be pleased to allow us to do that tonight. And I hope that it will be a blessing to you as we study the Word of God. I thank God for His Word, don't you? I really do. I'm amazed at how God works in that His Word is so powerful. His Word is so timely, so full. I mean, just totally full. When you go to studying, digging in for things, you just find it richer and richer and richer. Amen. Rather than fool's gold that looks real good on the outside, but you dig at it a little bit and you realize it's not much really there. The Word of God, a lot of times we pass over and we just run right by real nuggets. I mean, real veins of gold. But when we study a little bit, we'll find it. And a man could never produce a book like God's book is. That's right. He couldn't do it. And that's one reason I believe that we can know that we have a divine book, a divinely inspired and preserved book. And I am grateful and thankful that we do. Amen. But the book of God is not really why we're here tonight. It's because of the Son of God. That's amen. On the Lord's day, this is His day. Amen. That's what we're going to look at in the text. 1 Peter chapter number 2. The Bible says, wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Amen. That's a good way to talk about coming to church. We ought to lay aside all the worries and the cares and the troubles of the world and as newborn babes, focus on the Word of God. Amen. Verse 3. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scriptures, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. I want to focus, if I can, this evening on three verses. Verse number 4 uses one word. I want to look at one word, verse 4. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and that last word, precious. And then verse number 6 talks about as well. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, and then the word precious. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Verse number 7, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. And I want to look at those things and preach on the thought, he is precious. Amen. The word precious has a lot of meaning. I didn't look it up and get you a definition for it. I think we understand what precious is. We talk about precious metals or precious stones in particular. A precious stone at one time, well, let me say it this way. A precious stone as in a diamond, that's what you think. That is a precious stone, and a diamond ring is a precious thing for a lot of reasons. But there was a day when that diamond was not so beautiful. That diamond was not so valued. There was a time it was just another rock. That diamond was just among the dirt, among the unknown. But somebody searched it out. Somebody found it. Somebody fixed it, cleaned it up, cut it right. All the things that go, polished it, all the things that go along with it. And then they set it in a ring, and it is a precious stone. But then somebody buys that ring, purchases that ring, and gives it to somebody for an engagement ring, it's become known as. That's precious because it is a promise. Not just the fact that it's a rock on a ring, but it's precious because of what it represents. But then years later, down the road, engagement's done. They've been married, and maybe both of them passed on. Maybe that same ring's found in a drawer somewhere years later. A granddaughter finds her grandmother's ring, and it's even precious yet. Not just because it's a rock in a ring, not because it's a promise, because who is remembered when they look at that ring? We use the word precious. Our Lord is precious far indeed more than any rock in a ring. Amen. He's far more precious even than a promise that is made between two people to share their life together. He's more precious even than the memory of a grandmother that may have passed on that was dear to our heart. He is precious. Now, I did think about the difference in our Lord and those precious stones. Our Lord never was dirty. Our Lord never was a common rock. Amen. Our Lord's always been the impeccable Son of God. Amen. No sin in Him, no sin about Him. He knew no sin. Tempted in all manners like as we are, yet without sin. Even Pilate, doing his best to interrogate him on 3 different occasions, had to say, I find no fault in him. Amen. And so we'd all agree, I believe, I'd be preaching to the choir as they say, that we'd all agree to the fact that our Lord is precious. Amen. Our text deals with the fact that he was at once rejected, but to us who believe, he is precious. He's the chief cornerstone. He was the rock that the builders rejected. But to those that are saved by the good grace of God, he is precious. Now, before you say, well, it was the Jews that rejected him, I remind you, he was not only rejected by the Jews, but by the Gentiles as well. He came into the world, and the world knew him not. So it doesn't matter which side of the fence he's on, Jew or Gentile, the world knew him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Praise God. Amen. He has saving power to those that believe. And so, I'll say it this way. Why is he precious to us when he's not precious to the world? To the world, the name Jesus is a byword. Some of it's even a curse word. It's a word to be spat out rather than a word to be praised. To them, the name of Jesus is something to be stepped on. It's something to be shrugged off. It's something of no value to them. Why is it that they see him of no value? And yet we see him of great value. I'll tell you why. Because we've been purchased by his own blood. We have been saved. To them that believe. That's what verse 7 says. Therefore, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. He's not precious to the unbeliever, but he's precious to the believer. Amen. Archibald Brown, who was Charles Spurgeon's successor to the tabernacle. There was other men involved in there, but he was actually in Spurgeon's first class of the pastor's school. And then he later pastored at the Metropolitan Tabernacle. He said this, I wrote his quote down. He said, time may furrow the brow, silver the hair, weaken the memory, and eat away the strength. But the love which every saint has for his Savior defies time's power to lessen. Amen. It lessens our abilities. It lessens our strength. It never lessens the love that we have for Christ. He grows even more precious to the saint of God. The closer you get to the river, if you want to say it that way, the River Jordan representing death, the closer you get to the river, the brighter the city seems to shine because he's the light of the city. The more precious Jesus comes when we see him in that vein. So I want to think on this thought there about he is precious. I've just got 2 points and I'll not be long tonight, but 2 things I want you to think about. First of all, I want you to notice the test that's in our text. The test of the text. The text says this, verse 7, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. So he gives us 2 branches of people, 2 sides of the coin, so to speak. One side sees him as precious, the other side doesn't. And he says the difference is in belief and unbelief. Those that see him as he really is, they see him through the eye of faith. Those that have no faith, and they see the Lord not as he really is. You ever wonder, is there ever a thought that enters into your mind, am I really in God's chosen people? Am I really in the family of God? Have I ever truly been saved? There's another question to ask. Is Jesus precious? If you can answer that question right, the Bible says to them that believe, he is precious. Amen. To those that are in, you recognize him as being precious. Amen. Amen. I go back to that thought in the beginning about the diamond ring. That diamond is precious to a lot of people. I mean, the jeweler counts it precious, although they see them by the dozens. They count them precious. But to that person that the promise is attached to, that ring is even more precious. And they go around and they're showing it off. And as they're showing it off, people look at it and they say, oh, isn't that precious? Isn't that wonderful? But it's not more precious to them that the promise is not to. It's more precious to the one that the promise is unto. Amen. And so he says here, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. There are those which believe, and there are those which do not believe. Who is it that finds Christ precious? Our text says, them that believe. Amen. Are you in them that believe? If you are, then you agree Jesus is precious. Now you might use the argument, and some do use the argument, well, the devils believe, they don't count Jesus as precious. But the devils don't believe with saving faith. The devils believe that God is, and they're angry at the fact that God is. The devils recognize Jesus as the Son of God. They recognize Jesus as the promised Messiah. Our Lord told them to shut their mouth because their statement, although it was something they knew to be true, it was not saving faith that they recognized. It's a legal faith, if you want to say it that way, that they have there. The devil's faith never works through love. They have no love for the Savior. None. They hate the Savior. They hate the sound of His name. They hate the deeds that He does. They hate the Lord. But to those that know Him, to those that have believed with saving faith, faith worketh by love. Isn't that what the Bible says? Amen. And faith working by love causes us to love Him who first loved us. Amen. And we see Him as precious because we believe. Amen. One of the things I'm convinced that the world's filled with today is people that believe nobody loves them.
Right.
Nobody. Daddy didn't treat me right. Mama didn't treat me right. The government's not treating me right. The world's not treating me right. We're living in a day when people are convinced nobody loves them. Wives whose husbands have cheated on them think every husband does that. Go back to the things going on around us. Children whose parents split up think that happens every time. Nobody loves me. They get lonelier and lonelier and lonelier. And they're convinced there's nobody that loves me. But the truth of the Bible is that although no man may care for your soul, thank God there's a God in heaven. He said, though my father forsake me, though my mother, God told me, even the mother that could forget her sucking child, yet God said, I will not forget thee. Amen. Though my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord shall take me up. That's what Psalm 27 says. I'm glad God loves us with an everlasting love. Amen. He set us at the banqueting table. That's where we're at tonight. And His banner over us is love. Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there. But Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.